You're listening to Rainbow Road from Paper Mario Color Splash, released October 7th, 2016, composed by Takeru Kanazaki and Fumihiro Isobe. What's up, BG Maniacs? Welcome to another episode of BG Mania, a video game music podcast. I, of course, am your host, Brian, and joining me on the show this week, he is the host of the Movie Bar, every month with the dyad, it's Bedroth.
Hey, man. Hey.
Hello.
It's good to be back. Good to be back. 2 weeks in a row. Well, not counting Radio Hour.
Well, Radio Hour was 2 weeks ago, Bedroth. Last week was Prehistoric Planet.
It is 2 weeks in a row. Man, this whole thing, like we're actually recording in advance, is messing with my timetable.
It's tough. You and I have been sitting down every Wednesday night for the past like 3 weeks straight now. And you will be with us next week too. So you are, like I said, you are here all April. You are here basically all of May. Can't get rid of you at this point.
Nope. You're stuck with me, dude. At least until summer.
That's okay. Wouldn't have it any other way. Oh, real quick, if you'd be so kind, head on over to Apple Podcast or whichever app you chose to listen to us on and drops a quick rating and a review. Really does help us out in terms of visibility so that the show continues to grow. And remember, we are on Patreon now as well, patreon.com/RPG era. Check out our tiers, see what we're doing, and if you feel inclined, toss us a couple bucks each month. If not, continuing to listen to the episodes as they upload each week works wonders as well. And of course, a special shout out to current executive producers Jexx and Zanku. Did you listen to Radio Hour the day it dropped, Bedroth? Did you already consume it?
I have not consumed it yet. It dropped today.
I was gonna ask you about those Atomic Heart tracks.
I'm excited, man. After the one that you previewed for me, I know it's going to be good. I'll be interested to hear what people thought about the Soyo Oka tracks that I brought as well.
Yeah, from Loop 816.
Yeah, always cool when composers come back and you know do something on the side like that. I still think that would be a fun topic for us to explore sometime, but I can't remember if we actually have it on the schedule yet or not.
I don't know that we added it, but I know we talked about it, so we probably should. Because usually when we talk about things, they become episodes, and that is the case for this week. This stemmed from a conversation we had, I don't know what episode it was in. It was a few weeks ago. It wasn't more than a month ago, I don't think. Maybe a month and a half at the absolute longest. But we were having a discussion.
It was pretty recently.
It was. It had to have been somewhat recently. And we were having the discussion around comparing all of the different Rainbow Roads in Mario Kart. So we had a opening in April right now on this day, obviously, that is posting. What was supposed to come out? This was supposed to be a spotlight episode that I was going to do, I think, on Star Wars Jedi Survival, as long as the soundtrack was good. But because that was delayed to the end of April, I didn't have anything to replace that episode with. And I likely just will not even end up doing that at all at this point. But that allowed us to fill that spot with Rainbow Roads Forever. And what I wanted to do, with your help, because I needed at least one more track, and I was going to bring something from a completely different series, and I'm glad you stepped up and at least brought a Mario track for this. What I wanted to do was include all Rainbow Road tracks from Mario Kart in this episode, even if we had played them previously. Unfortunately, there just isn't enough for us to fill an entire episode, unless we were to do a special episode that didn't have 14 tracks. And I wanted to still include all 14.
Or bring in like covers from later Mario games, which
I didn't want to do that either.
Yeah.
I didn't want to do that either. I think I'm stretching a little bit in breaking that rule by our closeout pick, because that is kind of what that is. But so we are bringing all of the Rainbow Roads from all the different Mario Karts, and we're going to lay it out in release order, except for the opening track, and that's because that one doesn't technically count. We'll talk about that in a second. But right. I kind of wanted to showcase the evolution of the Rainbow Road music throughout the history of Mario Kart, and even reaching into a little bit of some other franchises.
Yeah. I also want to mention that it is timely, because 1 week, if this episode posts on the 12th, which I believe is the schedule, then 1 week before today, 1 week ago today, the Super Mario Brothers movie was released in North America on April 5th. And on Sunday, April 9th, on Easter Sunday, in the afternoon, I will have watched it with my wife and kids in the theater. We're going to go see it opening weekend. I am excited.
You already have your tickets?
By the time this episode drops, I'll know about it. We already have our tickets. We are sitting right smack in the middle of the theater, and I'm going to pick the center seat.
And F them. I get the center seat.
Yep, that's right. That's right. I have been living with Mario for longer than any of these noobs. Except maybe my wife. She might have had it around the same time, and she is 6 months older than I am. So, but I don't think that I'm going to be on the Media Files episode where they talk about the Super Mario Brothers movie, because Kyle mentioned on our Last of Us recording that I think somebody else was joining him.
I believe so.
But I'm sure that on the first episode I record after that, I will talk about my thoughts on the movie. And of course, you know, I'll talk about it on Twitter as well, so anybody can find me there.
Well, funny enough, Bedroth, the episode that comes out next week is the episode that we will be doing right after you come back from seeing the Mario movie. We record that episode on the 12th.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Okay. Right.
So even though it seems like we're far away right now, for everyone else out there, it's just next week.
Yep. Yes, it is. All right. Well, and there is at least one kart racing scene on a Rainbow Road in that movie. I've seen it from the trailer, so yeah, hopefully this will be nice and timely for people. I hope that they have, I was telling you beforehand, I hope they have a little snippet of that classic Rainbow Road tune from Mario Kart 64 in the movie.
You would hope so. Yeah, they should. You would hope so.
Which we also heard in your opening track.
Which comes from a game that is not Mario Kart related. It comes from Paper Mario Color Splash. Now, I did play a very brief amount of Color Splash when it came out in 2016. This was, again, composed by Takeru Kanazaki and Fumihiro Isobe. But I never heard Rainbow Road in Color Splash, so I have no context as to how this fits in the game. It is the classic Rainbow Road track, and I'm actually looking now to see if I can kind of get how it fits. I did find an extended version that shows the paper versions of Mario and Luigi driving a go-kart on a rainbow. Okay. I wonder if maybe that is a scene from the game. But then there's also another like rainbow fountain in the center somewhere that maybe that's the Rainbow Road. I don't quite know, but I like the track.
I don't either.
Of course.
Yeah,
it's a nice version of this, right? It sounds like a rendition of the Mario Kart 64 version of Rainbow Road, just with some modern instruments, and it actually sounds really cool.
It does. I like it a lot. It's not overly busy. It's pretty lightly arranged, and I really like the like you said, the sound of the real instruments, that recorder that plays the clarinet that plays the lead part. Is really, really nice. And man, I love this tune. We'll talk about it a little more when we inevitably get to that a little bit later. But yeah, this is one of my all-time like top 10 nostalgic video game music tracks. Not this version.
Agreed.
But right. this melody.
And I did find it. I sent you the playthrough of the section that I found it in. It looks like Mario and Luigi do jump into Luigi's go-kart and drive up this rainbow fountain in the center of the plaza. And as they depart up the rainbow, like, you know, you have the 3-2-1 countdown or whatever, it leads into a cutscene. And as like they're talking, you can hear this track in the background.
That's super cool. That's cool. So I like that.
That's at least how it fits.
Right, man.
Really, really cool. But we're still breaking this up in blocks, right? So our first upcoming block here is going to feature some pretty classic Mario Kart, Rainbow Road tracks. But then it also features one that you found for the episode.
That is right. Yeah, when you were down to the wire and thinking of picking a track called Rainbow Road from a completely different series, you said, but if you find anything that's like more Mario related and still fits, we can do it. And so I was kind of, you know, non-committal, but then I looked up, like, I think I Googled Rainbow Mario. And of course, I got the Rainbow Star theme from Mario Galaxy, which is just, an orchestrated version of the Superstar theme. Actually, an orchestrated version of the Super Hat theme from Mario 64, which built on the original Superstar theme, but added another part. But instead, I found what you're going to be hearing later in this block.
And it's actually nice because you get to intro the block that was the composer you focused on Radio Hour 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I do. That is nice. And I get to also feature another one of my favorite composers in this block.
You do.
And yeah, it's a good one. What do you say? Let's get this show on the Rainbow Road.
Rainbow Roads forever. It's like Strawberry Fields forever, dude.
Yep. All right. So we are going to start out our first block with Rainbow Road from Super Mario Kart, released September 1st, 1992, and composed by Soyo Oka. Next up, we're going to listen to Rainbow Road from Mario Kart 64, released February 10th, 1997, composed by Kenta Nagata. Closing out the first block, we're listening to Mario's Rainbow Castle from Mario Party, released February 8, 1999, and composed by Yasunori Mitsuda. Right, and coming back, we are first talking about Rainbow Road from Super Mario Kart, the one that started it all.
It's where it all began, man.
Yeah.
And you and I were talking because I still am really fond of this version of Rainbow Road in terms of music. It's probably, as I was telling you, my least favorite or one of my least favorite actual in-game racetracks for Rainbow Road. Like, I just was never super fond of this one when I got to it in the game. But I always really dug this track. And actually, this is one of the games before my dad passed away. He and I used to play Super Mario Kart a lot together. And this was one of his favorite tracks in the game. Like, not, not racetracks, but pieces of music. Mm-hmm. So I think that's honestly where my love for the Rainbow Road music really began.
That's really cool, man. That's really cool. Picturing you and your dad when you were a kid playing this and,
was
and
always
him talking about the music in a
super,
game.
Was it, what was it? Super Mario World. That's what it was called.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah, yeah. So those were, off-road, super off-road. Yeah, that's what mm-hmm. it was called. That truck racing game that I talked about many times on the show. Yep.
That's cool, man. Yeah, I was telling you, I didn't really like this track either. It's pretty tough. The whole game is kind of tough. I think Mario Kart 64 is more accessible gameplay wise, but I did not love this music when I was younger. I think it's because I didn't hear it a whole lot in game when I was a kid. Mario Kart 64 is when I really got into Mario Kart, and when I went back and heard this later, I was just like, it's just kind of okay. But the more I listen to it, the more it's really grown on me. It's a really impressive composition. It goes a lot of different places in the short time it plays.
Yeah, and I really like that section around like the 45 second to the 50 second mark or so. Mm-hmm. It does something just a little bit different with the instrumentation.
It kind of climbs
classic.
A little bit.
Yeah, it's very classic Soya Oka on the SNES.
It is, yeah. And it also is kind of that part specifically is kind of a precursor to the Mario Kart 64 Rainbow Road with that like rising sort of...
Yeah.
You feel like you're kind of being lifted up by the music, which like you said, classic Soya Oka reminds me a lot of Pilot Wings, and just really good stuff. This was one of her first pieces of this is one of her first soundtracks for Nintendo, and for a young up and coming composer, it's really really impressive stuff. There's a lot of classic music in this game.
Yeah. A lot that, still is looked back on fondly. Them steel
Absolutely.
Drums and Koopa Beach.
Oh, yeah, man. Koopa Beach. And then in 1997 in North America, the reins were picked up by Kenta Nagata for Mario Kart 64.
And what an amazing job he did.
Yeah, remains my favorite Mario Kart.
As it is mine as well, yes.
I loved this game. I played it so much with my friends and on my own. I spent so many hours in this game, had all the tracks memorized. Another great Koopa Beach piece of music and track. I really liked that track. The Koopa Troopa was my go-to racer in Super Mario Kart, and then he was gone in this version, so I switched over to Wario. And really love this game, but man, this Rainbow Road track is one for the ages, dude.
It is by far the most memorable. It's definitely my favorite of all of them. It's still, and I know I've mentioned this before, to me, it's a very emotional track. Like, listening to it now for the show, I still get, like, you know, I'm not tears running down my face or anything, but it brings me those emotions of sadness. It's always done that to me, man. It's just, I don't know, it's something about this track that just, it's very melancholy, and I feel like there should be lyrics to this song. I've always thought that.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised. I've never come across a with lyrics version of this song anywhere. But it deserves to be done justice, you know, something really good. Like, when the latest reboot of DuckTales came out and they actually incorporated the moon theme from the NES game and then gave it lyrics within the show, that was just such a great example of fan service and of a great melody being given, you know, good lyrics. And I feel like this would really, it would really be great if this got similar treatment. Fun fact, actually, a few years ago when I first got FL Studio and was actually playing around on it, now I haven't touched it in a while, I was going to do a sort of mashup of the DuckTales moon theme and this track, because I feel like they would go well together. But it's going to take somebody a lot more talented than me, because I couldn't do it. But yeah,
that's,
man,
awesome.
This is the racetrack is really fun too. It's really unique. It's very long.
It's a great version of Rainbow Road.
Yeah. I will always remember that, like, that first hill that you go down, and because of N64 physics, you would, like, invariably your cart would, like, fly off the track.
Oh, yeah. And dude, like, utilizing that to your advantage for the shortcuts. Oh, it's great.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. And then you couldn't do that when they switched it over to Mario Kart 8 and made it a one lap thing. But I will also give a shout out. I didn't like it at first because I was such a purist for the original version. But after hearing it several times, I do really like the jazzy real instrument version of this track in Mario Kart 8.
It's a good version. It is.
But I still prefer this one.
Me too. Me too. And I love how Kenta Nagata, you and I were talking, right? It's a 4:40 track. It doesn't loop, and the melody just keeps getting repeated with different instruments throughout. It's so cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really, really, really cool. And, you know, a long song, but fitting for such a long racetrack that you have to do three times in the N64 version. So,
yeah. Absolutely.
But yeah, great piece of music. And I like how, I think some of that sadness that you were talking about, I think, is in the chords themselves, just because of the different, like, parallel movement you got going on.
I'm assuming it's in a minor key, right?
It's hard for me to tell, because there is also a brightness to the track. And
I suck at being able to tell.
It's going to have to take a better ear than mine, because I can't really tell in this one if it's major or minor because of the way it's constructed. But I can tell, though, that it does a great job of resolving the chord at the end of each phrase, or resolving the chord progression at the end of each phrase. And it usually does it in one of the secondary instrument channels. It's not in the main melody. That one usually kind of stays where it is, but one of the other ones takes the drop down to resolve the chord. And that makes it a very satisfying piece of music. So
absolutely.
Good stuff. Good stuff. And then in our go-kart, I was going to say switch gears, pun not intended, but I'm going to go ahead and intend the pun. We're going to switch gears.
Intend the pun.
And talk about Mario Party, where I found Mario's Rainbow Castle. And we thought this fit. It still sounds very Mario-y. But,
It does.
But composed by the famous Chrono Trigger composer, Yasunori Mitsuda, who, of course, has gone on to do much, much more stuff. But I was telling you that flutes in the early part of the track really reminds me of some of the Chrono Trigger music, like the Guardian Millennial Fair, and the overall feel also reminds me of Yoko Shimomura's music for Mario RPG.
It really does. It absolutely does. And I was telling you, like, I could hear this. I know that it has nothing to do, because I was even looking up an actual Let's Play for Mario's Rainbow Castle from the original Mario Party, because I could not really remember this board, right? And it is just Mario's castle, like, in the sky, and you're walking around on clouds and stuff like that. So it really has nothing to do with Rainbow Road, but it is still Mario, right? A little side diversion. And I could hear this being a slowed down version of a Rainbow Road track. Like, if you sped this up just a little bit and put it in Mario Kart 64 as like an alternative version or something, I think that might still fit.
Yeah, I think it would. You know what? I'm going to go in and I'm going to up bump the speed up to...
Oh, yeah, I could do that too.
Like 125. Hang on.
Yeah, let's try that. 1.25. Wait for the melody to kick
in. Okay.
Ooh, I really like it at 1.25, but I don't know that it fits as a race theme. But 1.25 sounds great.
It does sound really good. It really does. 1.5 is too fast.
1.5 sounds like really the third good. And final lap when you're racing to get to the end.
Yeah. But also want to point out, this is our waltz for the episode. I don't think there are going to be any more, but nice 6/8 feel going on, and just really, it's not a very long loop. It's only about 45 seconds, which is interesting, I think, for Mario Kart, for a Mario Party board. But, you know, I could play a game for 30 minutes with my friends, with us kind of, you know, razzing each other about stealing stars and have this on in the background, and I'd be fine with it. This is a nice, chill, very listenable piece of music.
Absolutely. It really, really is.
But but I have a feeling as we move to our other non-Mario Kart track, this is not going to be super chill and relaxing. I think it's going to go a different direction.
Yeah, we as we move into our second block here, everything else on the episode now is technically Rainbow Road. The only one that really wasn't was what we just played, right? Everything else still is Rainbow Road.
Right.
Even in a game that has nothing to do with Mario, it's still Rainbow Road. Much later on. But this, again, has nothing to do with Mario Kart, this track that we're going to kick off our second block with. So back in... It released in 2000. This only ever came out in Japan. F-Zero X got the expansion kit, which was an expansion to the original F-Zero X that released here in North America in 1998. Actually,
this was on
September 30th,
64 DD, right?
It was, yes.
Yeah.
It was. So F-Zero X came out here in the US in 98. It actually came out here first. No, it didn't. I lied. They just have it listed first. It came out in Japan still first, as you would think it would, but we never got the expansion kit, likely because we never got the 64 DD, right? That, again,
right, yeah, only the disk drive expansion.
Yeah, December 11th, 99, it released, and it was discontinued on February 28th, 2001. But in that expansion kit, there was a track called Rainbow Road, which replaced the Drivin' Through on Max music that played on the Rainbow Road stage. I guess there was a Rainbow Road stage in the actual F-Zero X that I just don't remember. But this is a very rocking version of our favorite Rainbow Road track. So let's go ahead and kick to this. We're going to take a listen to Rainbow Road from F-Zero X expansion kit, released on April 21st, 2000, composed by Taro Bando and Hajime Wakai. We'll be right back. Next up, we'll be taking a listen to Rainbow Road from Mario Kart Super Circuit. This released on August 27th, 2001, and it was composed by Kenichi Nishimaki, Masanobu Matsunaga, and Minako Hamano. Last up in this block, we'll be taking a listen to Rainbow Road from Mario Kart Double Dash. Released November 17th, 2003, composed by Shinobu Tanaka and Kenta Nagata. Coming back in, we are talking about Rainbow Road from F-Zero X Expansion Kit, again composed by Taro Bando and Hajime Wakai.
Holy crap,
what
dude.
An epic version, dude. It's so good.
Yeah,
it's
man.
So good.
Arrangement by Taro Bando is like a legacy F-Zero composer, right?
Absolutely, I want to say. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then,
Absolutely.
Of course, Hajime Wakai, later famous for work on the Pikmin series, also had done some work on Star Fox. And, dude, they knocked it out of the park with yeah. this arrangement of Kenta Nagata's timeless Rainbow Road theme.
And it just, it's so perfect for F-Zero, dude. Like, it just, it feels like it fits. Those guitars are just screaming in your face. There's actual pinch harmonics throughout. It's just, it's amazing. I wish I knew who exactly was on guitar for this track. We've got it narrowed down to potentially Takeyuki Hijikata, more realistically, maybe Hiroshi Imizumi, Nozomi Furukawa, Akira Wada, and then you also found somebody else.
Yeah, I looked on VGMDB, and he was credited for the original F-Zero X soundtrack, not the expansion necessarily, but on guitar performance assistance, we have a gentleman by the name of So Kimura.
So hopefully one of them is responsible for this amazing guitar track that we are listening to. Because,
well, there are parts of it where you got two guitars going on at the same time, and those
gorgeous.
Are my favorite parts, dude.
Oh, it's so gorgeous. It's such a cool version. One that I actually didn't know existed for the longest time. This is not a recent discovery, but this is not like a something I've known about forever. Like, I think I found this sometime in the last 10 years. Because, again, we never got this expansion kit.
Yeah, and once I got to listening to it, I told you beforehand that I had never heard it. I do think I have heard this at some point, but man, and it just goes to show, we're playing three different versions of this melody on the show today. All three of them are different than the one in Mario Kart 8 that they do, but all four versions are just really, really good, which just shows you how adaptable this melody is. And
absolutely.
Man, when those
absolutely
you mentioned,
struck gold.
When we were listening, you mentioned the pinch harmonics when the two guitars come in, and dude, that's just that's that stank face all over it, man. You know, like when you hear something or you're playing something, then it just hits just right, and you just like, yeah,
you feel it, you feel it. You gotta show
it in your gut, dude.
You gotta show it. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. I'm glad we actually were able to play this. I'm glad.
Well,
I'm so
and
happy.
What I also love
it.
About this is it's like an inversion of what we get in Mario Kart 8 with those amazing renditions of Mute City and Big Blue.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And here, F-Zero did it, you know, over a decade earlier with the Mario Kart track, Rainbow Road, that just fits right in with those tracks from Mario Kart 8. Like, it's so good.
Yeah, that's cool. That's really cool. Now that you mentioned that, yeah, super cool. And then we have one of my least favorite for the music in terms of Rainbow Roads.
Really interesting little diversion
from Mario Kart Super Circuit on the GBA back in 2001. We are in the 2000s with that F-Zero track being in 2000, but this track here from Super Circuit was composed again by Kenichi Nishimaki, Masanobu Matsunaga, and Minako Hamano. But you and I were talking, I've never really felt like this sounds like Rainbow Road at all.
Yeah. Like, even when you get past the GBA instruments, which we all know were more miss than hit most of the time. I mean, if your name wasn't Shogo Sakai, then you didn't have a fantastic Game Boy Advance soundtrack. And yeah, there are some other exceptions. I'm giving it short shrift, but not a whole lot. But this sounds more like if this game had a garage, Mario Kart Garage, where you pick your kart parts. Sounds like, or like the character select screen. It sounds more like music that you would hear there. It doesn't really sound like a track theme, and especially not a Rainbow Road theme.
It doesn't have any of like the classic elements you would feel from the either SNES or N64 version that they tried to establish.
A short part around like the 1:12 mark when like the drums drop out and it goes to just like the lead melody instruments that harkens back a little bit to that N64 theme. But yeah, for the most part, you're absolutely right. It doesn't have those classic elements.
And it'll be curious as we move along throughout the episode, because, you know, we really think back fondly on that SNES version of Rainbow Road and the Mario Kart 64 version, which did set the precedent. And we do hear it again throughout other renditions of Rainbow Road. We're about to talk about one in a second. It'll be interesting to see if we pick up on this melody in the future.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Super Circuit is not a game I hear a whole lot about.
I don't think I do either.
And I mean, you can play it again now if you have a N64 Online Expansion Pass. This is on the Game Boy Advance games.
It is.
Or one of them. And it's not great, dude. It's not great. It doesn't play even as well as the original Super Mario Kart. It's Mario Kart. It's you can have a little fun with it, especially in two player, I bet. But I think this is the game that Peach Gardens comes from, which has been in a couple of recent Mario games as a legacy track. But other than that, I never hear a whole lot about this game. So
it's one that I never owned. So I never really got into Super Circuit. Did play it a little bit through friends, but never just cared about it much. I was content sticking with Mario Kart 64 and waiting for the next game that we are about to talk about on the GameCube.
Yeah. I mean, I never even had a GBA. I've only played it on emulation and virtual console.
I did have a GBA. I had an SP. My aunt got me an SP for Christmas in like 2003. So I did
kinda
have an
like
SP.
As you were saying, though, kind of like I also have mentioned on the show before, I never had a GameCube, but I did get to play a little Mario Kart Double Dash. I think I got it from GameFly once or twice.
Yeah. Double Dash is the second Mario Kart that I've played the most, right behind Mario Kart 64. I used to play this all the time, especially when I was
It's a super fun game.
Oh, it's a super fun game. And then, you know, this came out in 2003, we're again talking about Rainbow Road, of course, composed by Shinobu Tanaka and once again Kenta Nagata. This was, you know, my senior year of high school. And when I got out of high school, I was flying across the country over to California because I had met a girl and staying in her dorm in San Diego, right? And we spent a lot of time playing Mario Kart Double Dash. It was a badass game back then. It's still fun now. It's a great version of Mario Kart. And this version of Rainbow Road is so good.
Yeah, it's really, really strong. And of course, a big chunk of it is that original N64 theme, as you alluded to a minute ago.
Which
but with GameCube
Kenta Nagata
instruments
included perfectly in this version, dude.
Yes, he did. He barely did anything to it. He just added the new part of the song that's, you know, new for this game, and works really well with that original melody. But
it's so
good. Even still, once you get into the original melody, it just doesn't get better than that. Good stuff, man. I was just sitting and listening for a minute.
Yeah, I was too. I was kind of getting lost, and I was in the part where the melody kicked in again. I was kind of getting whisked away, as I always do when I listen to this track or this anything Kenta Nagata did with this melody in it.
This is one of those, man. I have a couple of GameCube games that I play on my original Wii, and there are a couple of different games that I've always kind of kept an eye out for to see if I could find them, you know, at a decent price. Thousand Year Door, this one, Melee. Just something I'd like to throw up with my kids sometime, but
that's all right. Inevitably, GameCube games will be included with Nintendo Switch Online. Likely not this year.
If not with this version of the Switch, then
with
on
the next one. Yeah. Inevitably, they will be included. And when they are, this will be in the initial batch of inclusions.
One can only hope, man. It has to be. It will be once they finally do that. Yeah.
Yeah. It absolutely will be. All right, man.
What a great track. But yeah, now we're going to get into another one that I am not super familiar with. I'm sure that I've heard this because I've listened through to this soundtrack before, but I can't place what it sounded like. This
is another one that I'm not really that familiar with either that we're about to hear.
As we continue to drive into the Mario Kart future, we have a pair of games here released in 2005. Thank you. And then one that came out a few years later.
Yeah, these games came out real close to each other, dude. Like, less than a month.
Yeah, one was arcade, one was handheld, and then a few years later, we got the one for the Wii console. But first, we're going to talk about Rainbow Road from Mario Kart Arcade GP. Released October 10th, 2005. It's my 23rd birthday. And composed by Yoshi Arakawa, Koji Nakagawa, and Yuri Misumi. We'll be right back.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Next up in this block, we are listening to Rainbow Road from Mario Kart DS, released November 14, 2005, and composed by Shinobu Tanaka. Closing out this block, we're listening to Rainbow Road from Mario Kart Wii, released April 27, 2008, composed by Asuka Hayazaki and Ryo Nagamatsu. Coming back, we are first talking about, Rainbow Cup from Mario Kart Arcade GP. And this was a solid block, dude. There was some good stuff in here.
Yeah, this was a really nice block of Rainbow Road. This is the same track that is in Mario Kart Arcade GP 2 as well. There was a sequel to Arcade GP. It did utilize the
music. Apparently three sequels to Mario Kart Arcade GP. After that, there was Mario Kart Arcade GP DX, which was another sequel. And then Mario Kart Arcade GP VR, which came out in 2017 and only had four racers.
I wonder if any of those have any different Rainbow Roads.
I don't know. We'd have to look into them. But I will say Mario Kart Arcade GP DX has a pretty stacked roster. In addition to a lot of the usual ones, you also have Lakitu. Is in that one. Metal Mario, Rosalina, Waluigi. You also have guest characters in Pac-Man, Pac-Man, and Blinky the Ghost. Oh, no, Blinky is not in this version, but he was in Mario Kart Arcade GP and GP2.
Wow.
GP2 also had the character of Mamechi from Tamagotchi, and GPDX has the character of Don-chan from the Rhythm series, the Namco Rhythm series, Taiko no Tatsujin.
Okay. So, all right. Dang. Yeah. Because this was a Bandai Namco game.
It was, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And this is a cool track. Nice techno feel going
on. Yeah, this is a really cool, and it sounds and it feels like Rainbow Road. It's just a really more upbeat, like you said, techno version. You could definitely dance to this at a club if you really, if you really wanted to, you could. It's cool. I like it. If this would have been in a console version, like if this would have been in Mario Kart DS or Mario Kart Double Dash, like I still would have liked it.
Yeah, I really like the very end of the loop.
It's good.
But yeah, very, very cool. Very good stuff. And I have played at least one version of Mario Kart Arcade GP. I don't know which one it was. Of all things, the local Chuck E. Cheese actually has or had this on the arcade floor. And it's fun. I can't bring myself to, sink quarters into a game that I can play a version of at home for very long. But, you know, actually, there were several. There's an arcade, a bowling alley with an arcade in another town nearby that had a version of this.
Oh, wow.
And there's a
I don't think I've ever seen a version in the wild.
I think has one. Wow, that's crazy. And I've seen three just in my area. So
that's crazy.
But I have no idea how many of them are still around. But
well, I mean, if they're still releasing them as often as at least a few years ago, you would think they've got to be somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you would have to. But moving on to another game that I don't... Now, I had a DS for sure, but I don't think I ever had Mario Kart DS.
I did, and I played the hell out of this game on the DS. This was the one of the ones that, you could, start talking, your DSs could sync together, right, before Nintendo really introduced online.
Oh, yeah.
And I used to, again, same, I think, DS in 2005. Yeah, same girlfriend that I was playing with Double Dash. We used to race the hell out of each other on college campus on our DSs.
Yeah. And, okay, yeah, I was looking. This version, so far, the only versions of Rainbow Road that are in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe are Super Mario Kart, Mario Kart 64, Mario Kart 7, and Mario Kart 8. Those are the only Rainbow Roads in Deluxe
so far. Not
even
Double Dash, huh?
Nope, not Double Dash, not Super Circuit, and not DS, and not
Super Circuit doesn't.
Those are not there yet.
Yeah.
It's not great, but man, the Double Dash Rainbow Road track is really, really memorable. They have to bring that in at some points. And
they're saving that for Mario Kart 9, don't worry.
I'm looking at it, and this looks pretty cool. The Mario Kart DS Rainbow Road track looks pretty fun.
I remember it being a good version of Rainbow Road.
But you and I are kind of differing on our opinion of this track. I really, really like this one. This is going to be high on my list.
Yeah, we decided to rank the proper Rainbow Roads, through the actual just mainline Mario Kart games, to see where we stand after we listen to 8 in the next block. And I like this version. I don't hate this version of Rainbow Road. It feels kind of weird to me. Still sounds and feels like Rainbow Road. It's not what I want Rainbow Road to actually sound like, I don't think. And that's just me being me, right? And being selfish, I guess. But I don't know that I would rank this one super high on my list.
I don't know what it is. I really like the bass. The melody in parts really reminds me a lot of the N64 one. It's not really similar in the exact notes, but the chord progression and the feel of it, they're not as good, but they sound a lot like it to me. And I was telling you, this actually sounds like it could be a Sonic track.
It does, yeah.
Partially because of that bass, but also just because of kind of the happy, upbeat feel, like a later Sonic, like post-2000 Sonic music. I think it would fit in pretty well there.
You're not wrong. It definitely would.
But then we move on to one that was kind of a surprise because I played quite a bit of Mario Kart Wii with my kiddos, but I didn't remember a whole lot about the Rainbow Road track. None of the Rainbow Roads have ever really grabbed me as much as N64. Probably because I haven't played a whole lot of Double Dash, because that one does look really good. But this track from Mario Kart Wii is very, very nice.
Yeah, this is a great version of Rainbow Road, the actual music itself, bringing elements of Mario Galaxy into the mix, right? Just the instrumentation used, it sounds so good. I didn't play a ton of Mario Kart Wii, but I did really like this version of Rainbow Road.
I'm not a huge fan of the Mario Kart Wii soundtrack as a whole, but this one I really, really like a lot. I do like the Gusty Garden callback. And you also called out the that falling star chime sound effect.
Right, that Kenta Nagata did so well on Mario Kart 64 and Double Dash.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah.
Beautiful callback.
This is a strong contender. This is really good.
There it is right there. I'm listening to it now. It's at a minute 15. It just fell. Oh, the stars. It's so good.
yep, man. It's good stuff, dude.
Yeah, this is a contender for me in terms of ranking high on my list. I really like this version of Rainbow
me
Road.
Too.
And again, I think it's because it does remind me so much of what Kenta Nagata did. It feels like a classic Rainbow Road tune. I could hear lyrics to this version as well, even some of the way the instruments are singing in the background. This is just a cool version. I like it a lot.
Yeah, I'm just vibing to it. It's good stuff.
Yeah, it's real good.
Stuff.
It's real good. But we still have a couple more for the mainline Mario Kart games. And then the last track in this block is just something fun that fits. And it's still Rainbow Road.
Yep.
But it's just something fun.
Yeah, I'm excited to get to that because I have not heard that track before. So
yeah, it's fun.
Excited to hear it.
You'll dig it. But before we get to that, we are still going to talk about Rainbow Road from Mario Kart 7 and Mario Kart 8. The track we brought from Mario Kart 7 is a medley of the main Rainbow Road theme and the moon version of Rainbow Road. So I thought that would be fun to kind of bring a medley of both because we've played, and funny enough, throughout the history of BG Mania, we've only played three tracks that we're playing today on the episode before. Those being Rainbow Road from Super Mario Kart, from Mario Kart 64, and the main Rainbow Road from Mario Kart 7. But we've never played the moon version, so I thought it'd be fun to bring a medley of both. So we will kick this last block off by taking a listen to, once again, Rainbow Road, the main and mood medley from Mario Kart 7, released December 4th, 2011, and this was composed by Kenta Nagata and Satomi Teroi. Next up, let's go ahead and take a listen to Rainbow Road from Mario Kart 8, released May 30th, 2014, composed by Shiho Fuji. Last up in this block, before we close the episode out, let's go ahead and take a listen to Rainbow Road Nanobee Remix from Just Shapes and Beats, released May 31st, 2018, composed by Nanobee. Coming back in, we are talking about the Rainbow Road Main and Moon Medley from Mario Kart 7, again composed by Kenta Nagata, which if you couldn't tell, and Satomi Terui. This is a great, absolute great version of the Rainbow Road music, dude.
Oh man, yeah, I love this, dude. This is super good, and I guess we'll find out where it ended up on my rankings after we talk about the next track.
After we talk about 8, yeah, but
yeah,
something about Mario Kart 7 and Rainbow Road, man, it's always been a beautiful mix for me. I really, really love the main Rainbow Road, and I do love the Moon version as well, a much more chill, much more calm version, serene version of Rainbow Road. Still feels like Rainbow Road, but that main version, it just, oh my god. God, it is so good. And I really, really hope, I was telling you, I hope Kenta Nagata, and I think he might be, is working on Mario Kart 9. I really hope that he is, because
that would be really great.
If he is the king. We know, and we know Rainbow Road will sound something like this. It'll have that melody that we love.
Yep. Just like it did in you know, this one and Double Dash.
Yeah. It's always going to be there if he's there. And that's what I want.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping when Nintendo decides to pull the curtain back on the Super Nintendo Switch and the inevitable released games of Tears of the Kingdom Director's Cut and Mario Kart 9, that Kenta Nagata's name is attached to Mario Kart 9, because that would make me so happy.
Not to put too fine a point on it. Yeah, man. This is super good. I was very pleasantly surprised. Again, I played quite a bit of Mario Kart 7, but I don't remember a lot of the music from it. But it had some great tracks, though.
It had some great tracks, and honestly, the soundtrack was really good, too.
Yeah, yeah. Shukapow really, really likes the music from both Mario Kart Wii and Mario Kart 7.
Yeah, 7 had a great soundtrack. Wii was all right, but 7 had a really great soundtrack.
This is making me want to boot it up on my 3DS and take a run through it.
Well, but the nice thing, man, about Mario Kart games is it never does take that long to do that, so.
That's true. That is true.
No, you can blaze through it in just a couple hours.
And this track has been, as I mentioned, I think on the last talking break, this has been released in the Booster Course Pass for Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. So you can go, you can play it on there as well.
Has the newest course came out yet? The one that you were looking forward to, the Yoshi's Island course?
I haven't played it yet, but I do think that it has dropped at this point. So I'm going to have to boot that up.
I did take a listen to that track music, and it's quite good.
Yep, I am excited. I am excited. Let me see. When did this come out? Okay, Rainbow Road for 3DS came out in the Moon Cup in Wave 3, which released on December 7th, it looks like.
Oh, so just last year.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Yoshi's Island came out in the Fruit Cup, which released released back on March 9th. I need to get in there.
Oh yeah, so almost a month ago. Well, dang, by the time you guys are listening, a month ago.
Yep.
Bedroth slipping.
It is. I'll have played it by then. I'm going to boot it up.
And speaking of booting up Mario Kart 8, we jump to the version of Rainbow Road from Mario Kart 8, composed by Shiho Fuji. A nice electric guitar sounding like that F-Zero X expansion kit version a little bit there.
Yeah, man. This is good stuff. It's solid. You know,
yeah.
It doesn't go as many places as some of the other ones, but who did you say the composer was?
Shiho Fuji.
Shiho Fuji. That's what I thought you said. Okay. But yeah, very, very solid. You know, got that nice guitar, which is in several of the other Mario Kart 8 tracks. Not as jazzy as a lot of the other ones, but that makes sense. This takes place in space, as so many Rainbow Road courses do.
Yes.
And really solid, and does sound like Rainbow Road.
It does very much sound like Rainbow Road, but you're right. It doesn't do anything extra, right? It doesn't do anything, like, special.
And the track really doesn't either. It's just, you know, the track is in the shape of an 8.
Yeah,
so
it's all right.
not as crazy as, like, on the Wii and on Double Dash. Man, those are some crazy Rainbow Road courses.
That's it. Mario Kart 9, we keep talking about it. We need a crazy-ass Rainbow Road again.
Yep.
Dips and dives and 90-degree turns.
Yep. Cannons, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, no guardrails. F them guardrails.
Of course you got to have chain chomps.
Yeah.
You know, chomping down the middle of the track.
Uh-huh. And then some block chomp guys falling down from the sky at you. A couple of them in there.
Yep.
We need all that.
But yeah, solid track, solid track. Are we ready before we get to the final track in this block to talk about our rankings?
Yeah, yeah. So okay. I'll go ahead and go first if you want.
Or we could alternate. We could start with our lowest rank and go back and forth and then work our way all the way up to the top.
Okay, however you want to do it, that's fine with me.
So go ahead. What is your number? I guess we had nine of them.
Number this would be, yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, there's five, nine six, of them. Seven, so number nine for me is Mario Kart Super Circuit.
Same for me, Mario Kart Super Circuit.
Yeah, I think that was made pretty obvious as we were talking about them. Yeah. It wasn't that strong.
Not a bad track, but it doesn't sound like Rainbow Road.
No, it didn't. Number eight for me is definitely not going to be number eight for you, and that's Mario Kart DS.
Number eight for me, and these last three are almost neck and neck with each other, so I'll say that. Number eight for me is from Mario Kart Arcade GP.
Okay, all right. Number seven for me is Mario Kart at KGP.
Okay, number seven for me is Super Mario Kart.
Okay, okay. I definitely am a bit more fond of that one than you are.
I don't have the nostalgia that you do, but again, it's a solid track. I just don't like it as much as the other ones.
Yeah, fair enough. Number six for me is Mario Kart 8.
Same for me. Number six, Mario Kart 8.
All right, fair.
So we sync
number
back
five is Super Mario Kart, and my number five.
Okay, so I think we just flip-flopped these. Number five for me is Mario Kart DS.
Okay, fair. All right, there you go. That's cool.
All right. I'm going to see if we line up on these next ones. This is interesting.
Number four for me is Mario Kart Wii.
Yep. So I think we're going to sync. Number four is Mario Kart Wii.
Yep. Number three is Double Dash.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is Mario Kart 7.
Yep. And number of course, that means number one is Mario Kart 64. So we got the same top four.
Mixed around. So Super Mario Kart and Mario Kart DS. Everything else was the same.
Yeah. Pretty standard. So cool. Good stuff. Well, great minds, man.
Yeah, that's
fun. Or crazy minds.
I'm glad we did that at the last hour. So that's fun.
Yeah.
And speaking of fun, that last track in that block from Just Shapes and Beats, which released in 2018. This is Rainbow Road, the Nanobi remix, I guess. But I don't know how much of a remix this actually is, because I think it's all original, to be fair.
Yeah, this sounded completely original, man.
Yeah, I don't know that this is actually a remix. It just might be Happy Hardcore, Monster Cat, whatever all this stuff is.
It definitely sounds like
Rainbow Road.
But it sounds
identical to Rainbow Road.
Yeah. Even without speeding this up, I could totally hear it on, a Rainbow Road track.
This fits perfectly in a Rainbow Road track in game. I love the addition of the vocals. I thought that was so cool. And this feels to me like, this feels more like Rainbow Road than Mario Kart Super Circuit felt like Rainbow Road.
Yep. Yeah, man. I'm just listening again. I'm just vibing. This is so good.
It's very good. It's very good. Like, I feel like there's elements of Kenta Nagata's Rainbow Road in this, right? Like, I don't think Nanobi borrowed anything from Nagata, but there's definite inspiration from that rendition of Rainbow Road in this track.
Yeah.
You can hear it in the synth, for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I can
hear
that.
Very, very cool version of Rainbow Road that I thought would be fun to include. Obviously, nothing to do with Mario. Does not show the evolution of Rainbow Road at all. I guess it shows the creativity surrounding Rainbow Road, but I thought it'd just be fun to include.
Yeah, it is. Definitely. It's a very nice way to end our blocks and just really cool. So, this was a really great idea, dude. I enjoyed exploring the history of Rainbow Road Mario Kart, and also with some of the little bonus tracks that we sprinkled in there.
I hope we can find another thing to do this with in the future. That would be fun.
That would be really cool. I can't think of anything similar to this where it's
Nor
like the same
I,
track.
But I know there's more
there
out
are
there.
There are different songs.
I know there's more out there. Yeah,
there
we'll figure
be.
It out. And if we don't, maybe you will. If you have any ideas, let us know.
Yep. Absolutely. If you want to hear more stuff like this, please let us know, because we would love to do more like this. This was fun.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun. Absolutely a lot of fun. And we still have one track left to talk about before we close things out.
Yes, we do.
Going back to kind of Mario, right? Definitely Nintendo, Super Smash Brothers Ultimate. But you did say this initially debuted in the version on the 3DS.
Yes. Yeah. I do think that this arrangement is new for Ultimate, and I'll be mentioning the arranger, but I can't verify that right now because I don't have the energy.
It doesn't matter that much.
Yeah,
it's a nice Rainbow Road medley.
It is, and it's significant that it came out originally on the 3DS version of Smash 4, because it has got the three portable Mario Kart versions in it. at first it has the 3DS Rainbow Road, which of course also includes a portion of the N64 Rainbow Road. Then it has the DS Rainbow Road, and then it has the GBA Rainbow Road. And
which sounds amazing.
It does. Yeah. Like, yeah, the arranger here did a
way
really,
better.
Really great job.
Yeah, way better than it sounded on the GBA. Actually, kind of, you know, still doesn't really sound like Rainbow Road, which is what made you figure out, oh, I think this is the GBA, because it doesn't sound like Rainbow Road, but
yep.
it sounds more like Rainbow Road than it did back then on Super Circuit.
And you know what? I'm having to look it up. I can't. Oh, Mario. But yeah, this is a really, really nice arrangement. I like it a lot.
Yeah, it's a great version and a fun way to close the episode out, right? Bringing elements of a couple versions of Rainbow Road that we've already heard, but arranged a little bit differently.
Yep, absolutely. And okay, so the arranger on the 3DS was Ryo Watanabe, which is what we have down here. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to look and see. This may very well just be, you know, the 3DS version, but brought up to Mario Kart 8. But I am going to find it out, because that is what I do. Okay, Mario Kart, music, and we have got Rainbow Road Medley. Okay, arrangement supervisor for Ultimate was also Ryo Watanabe, and it is the same arrangement as debuted in Super Smash Bros. 4. But
there you go.
Obviously with Switch instruments, not DS and 3DS instruments, but.
Right.
Yeah, very good stuff, though. Fitting that Rosalina is on the thumbnail, because Rainbow Road was also featured in her reveal trailer for Smash 4.
It absolutely was.
Yeah, cool way to finish out the episode. Yeah, man, once again, thanks for this idea. I'm glad that you had it, and I didn't have to pick any music for this except for one track, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm glad you sat in on this episode. It was initially going to be a week that you weren't here, but the idea was fun enough. We made it work, so.
For sure.
Yeah, glad you were here. Before we get out, have anything to plug? I think you might.
Yes, I do. The latest version of, or the latest episode, episode 11 of the Movie Bar is out. We talked about Liar Liar, which I watched with my wife and kids, and that added kind of a dimension to it. If you want to hear my thoughts in revisiting that movie for the first time in probably at least 15 years, you know, go check out that episode. That Dyad and I talked about it for a little over an hour, and yeah, it's fun stuff. Jim Carrey at possibly at his comedic finest right there.
Yeah, I really enjoy that movie, so I might tune into that episode and hear what you guys had to say.
Good deal, man. If you do,
that's
let me know
really
what you think.
A really good episode, or a really good movie.
But yeah, that's it. That's all I got to plug. I guess also I have, so for the longest time, anybody who wanted to find me on Twitter could find me at VGMPod. I finally decided to kind of split my VGM side of things and my personal Twitter, because I did start following more non-VGM stuff. So if you want to find my VGM stuff, you can find me at Masters of VGM. That's where I'm kind of housing all of that now. Masters of VGM is going to be coming back this year. I'll talk about that more as we get closer to it in June. You can also find my personal Twitter at BedrothX, because at Bedroth is already taken by some rando out there. I don't talk about VGM at all.
It's
on
me.
There.
I have it.
You douche. I actually get a little political on my other ones. So if you don't like that, don't worry about it. Don't follow me. But yeah, that's it. That's all my new stuff. Go check out my kids' stuff on YouTube at Shoot Kapow.
Sounds good, man. All right. Well, let's get on out of here. That is unfortunately going to bring us to the close of the show for this week. We do want to thank you for sticking with us and listening to another episode of BG Mania, made possible, of course, by RPGera.com. If you like video game music, and more importantly, you like us and you want to help us grow this show, check the description box for ways you can do just that, including a link to join our Discord community. Click it, join it, and interact with us. Bedroth, what are we closing out with?
We are closing out with Rainbow Road Medley from Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, originally from Super Smash Bros. For Nintendo 3DS. This, the Ultimate version was released December 7th, 2018, and this arrangement was done by Ryo Watanabe.
Keep the music playing and keep it loud.